Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5 and the River Talk Radio Network, a River Network production.
He always forgets to mention Facebook live stream. Have you noticed that? Got to talk to them about that. Good morning. How you doing? Dimitri, live and dangerously local. Big Willie 105.5. Download the River Network app and then click Big Willie 105.5. You get Dimitri live and dangerously local Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time. Also on the River Talk Radio Network, which now includes yet another new radio station signal, and that's 94.9 FM. Along with 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, and the Sturdy 1430. It's the audio path of totality. And now, Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local is officially the force multiplier of truth. It's official. I said so. All right, so a lot of stuff to get to. Later on this morning, we're going to do open phones, an opportunity for you to talk about pretty much anything you want to talk about. The Dimitri hotline number, 740-325-1490. Put that in your phone. Make it one of your favorites. Dimitri spelled with three I's. The Dimitri hotline number, 740-325-1490. Whatever you want to talk about, we'll do that in the next hour. We'll see if anybody wants to participate. We want to give you a chance. We want to give you a voice to share your thoughts, to share your concerns. Nobody else seems to be listening to you, but I'll listen to you. 740-32, I don't know for how long, but I will at least for a while, I think. 740-325-1490, 740-325-1490. Richard Bazzi was here earlier. If you missed the interview, it was legendary. It's the type of interview that I'm actually toying with the idea of asking the engineering department to take that segment that we did with Richard Bazzi, that interview, and send it to the Broadcasting Hall of Fame as an entry saying, hey, would you please consider this as one of the great radio bits of all time, early this year, for an interview. And I'm this close to asking our engineering department to do that. It was that damn good. If you missed it, shame on you. Good news, though. You can actually see the Facebook live stream. Now, it's live now, so you can't really see it. Can't go back. But after the show's over at 9 a.m. Eastern time today, you can then go to the Facebook page, my profile page, Dimitri with three eyes, or the Big Willie 105.5 Facebook page, and you can then get access to the video, and you can see the whole thing, and you can hear the interview with Richard Bazzi. I don't like to brag, as everybody knows, but I'd say it's legendary. I thought it'd be worthy of at least consideration by the Broadcasting Hall of Fame. So I think we're going to be doing that. All right, next. The local media here is useless in so many ways. Every once in a while, they'll do something right. Like Channel 7 did a very good job covering the flash flood and all of the aftermath connected with that horrible, horrible tragedy. I give them unqualified two thumbs up. They did a great job with it. Surprised the hell out of me, I must tell you. Surprised the hell out of me, because normally they're terrible. But they did a very, very good job with that, and they deserve all the credit that can come their way. They really did, but they're back to their old stuff now. I actually feel sorry for one of the people. But one especially, and I don't want to mention his name. I'm sure he's a good kid, I'm sure he's trying his best. But they have a new weather person for the morning show. Wake up and walk out or whatever the hell it is, something about walking and whatever. So they have this new weather guy, young guy. It looks like he just graduated high school. I'm sure he's at least college age. And he, God bless him, he does his best. And he may know weather very well, certainly better than I know it. I'm sure he's some sort of meteorologist or soon will be or whatever. And God bless him. I wish him well. I feel sorry for him, and I'll tell you why. Channel 7 apparently does not have any type of a wardrobe allowance. Does not provide any sort of funding so that their on-air people can have any kind of decent clothing. This poor kid, today was like one of the worst. You know, this poor kid has an ill-fitting jacket, pants that just, I know he didn't go to Salvation Army to find this. I tell you why I know this. Salvation Army has better clothing. What he was wearing today, it broke my heart because I know he's trying. He's a new kid. He's trying to get into the business, which is, by the way, dying. because now our iPhones have weather apps that I can put in any zip code in America, or probably the world, but certainly America, and I can get an hour-by-hour breakdown of the weather over the next 10 days. My iPhone has made TV weathermen obsolete. They don't know that yet. So this poor kid is now getting into the business, trying his best. God bless him. I'm sure he's a wonderful kid, and I literally, honest to God, do wish him well. I feel bad for him because Seven is not providing any kind of clothing allowance for him. I mean, what he's wearing is, this has happened other days as well, it's actually painful to watch. If I'm Channel 7, if I'm the general manager, and they don't have a local one anymore because they're cutting back everywhere, I think he's somewhere in, I don't know, Huntington or, you know, Absurdistan or wherever the hell they are these days, I'd take money out of my own pocket and say, hey, we're going to a men's warehouse or whatever. We're going to get you some clothes that you can actually wear, and they'll fit, and they'll look halfway decent. I mean, that's what I would do. I actually felt sorry for the kid this morning because it looked so bad. It was so painful. And I'm this close to toying with the idea of having some sort of a clothing fund drive so that if you have some spare clothing, men's clothing, like a medium size, I'm guessing he wears medium, a jacket or a suit or a dress shirt, a tie, maybe we can set up some type of donation drop-off at Channel 7 where you can come in and say, here, for your weatherman, here's a nice blue blazer, nice gold buttons, and here's a nice tie, and here are instructions how to do a Windsor knot, and here's some pants, and here's a belt, and all that. Try to help this poor kid out. And again, I don't blame the kid. He's got no money. He's stuck there at Seven. But for Seven to not do anything to help with his wardrobe, to help with his clothing, to buy him some decent clothes, honestly, how hard can this be for Channel 7? How hard can this be? Painful to watch. Absolutely painful to watch. And just to illustrate the point that it's all, they're essentially going to be obsolete. TV weathermen, let's see here. Let's go to the weather app. All right, here it is. Okay, like for Bel Air. Let's see if we get... Okay, here it is. Cloudy, high 87, low 72. Partly cloudy conditions expected around 1 p.m. Wind gusts up to 5 miles per hour. And here's the... 74 degrees. All right, so there's that. Chance precipitation, 20%. Forecast 74 degrees now, cloudy, it feels warmer, about 77, and on today and yesterday. It has all of this stuff, and you can do it hour by hour. Cloud 8 a.m., 9 a.m., 10 a.m., 11, 12, hour, then partly sunny in the afternoon starting at 1 p.m. You don't need TV weathermen anymore. They're like dinosaurs. They're going away. They're going to be obsolete. They're endangered species now. They're going to be obsolete, and you just get an iPhone. I'm sure Android has another version of this. You put in any zip code, any time that you want to see what the weather is, and you have it. You don't need TV weathermen. They're going extinct. And again, this poor kid just getting in the business and can't afford clothing, and Seven not providing anything for him. It's literally, honest to God, was painful for me to watch this morning because this poor kid is doing his best. And I'm sure he knows the weather, and I wish him well with that. But it's just, I mean, my God, Seven, just buy him some God-blessed clothes. You can afford that much, can't you? Honestly. I mean, it's just, oh, God, it was painful. Oh, well. And I know what you're thinking. Well, I don't know, but here's my guess. You're thinking, Dimitri, how ironic is this? You, of all the human beings on this earth, talking about somebody else's wardrobe. How dare you, sir? You're probably thinking that. I can't say that you're wrong. I can't say that you're wrong. But you need to understand something. The difference is, this is the magic of radio. And yes, I'm on doing the Facebook live stream, but all you're seeing is this idiot talking into a microphone with glasses, my headphones. You're seeing the Nail City Jeep duck here, which is now part of the studio lore. And you see that I'm wearing a pullover, a turtleneck. I like turtlenecks. Hides all the disgusting skin issues that I have with my neck. It's not pretty. It's not pretty at all. But that's all I need for clothing. It's not like if I'm on TV, it'd be a whole different look for me. Believe me, a whole different look. But on radio, what I'm doing here, including the Facebook live stream, all I need is a shirt. That's all I need is a shirt. For all you know, I could be completely naked, have nothing on at all, no shoes, no socks, no kidding, you know, nothing. Just a shirt. And you wouldn't be the wiser. I do have other clothes on. But I'm just saying. That's all. All right, fine. So there's that. If you have any thoughts about how we might be able to help this poor weatherman, weather kid at 7 buy some clothes, because 7 obviously doesn't want to do anything. I mean, God, it was so painful. Jesus. All right, fine. Speaking of painful, the local media typically is utterly useless when it comes to reporting important stories. And because again, the liberal bias is so bad here. If it doesn't fit a certain narrative, then you're not going to see the story or hear the story. Now, in fairness to the local useless media, maybe somebody did a version of this story and I just didn't see it. But I can't name any local media that covered this story. It was an ugly incident in Cincinnati. My sources tell me that's a city in Ohio near Kentucky, I think. And race is important here. Race is important. Normally, I wouldn't mention race if it's not a factor, because, like, who cares? But it's very important here, so I've got to mention the races of the people. The two victims were white. I think a man and a woman. And they went to a concert, some kind of jazz concert in Cincinnati, where apparently the overwhelming percentage of the audience was black Americans. And you can see this on Twitter. You can see the videos on Twitter. It's just painful beyond belief. This mob, and I don't know how else to describe it, behaving in just like in a non-civilized way, attacked this poor couple, this white woman, white, in fact, beat them so badly and kicked them and everything that she was unconscious on the ground there. No, apparently nobody called the police. The mob was just, it was just something that you would see on some of these films that it makes you want to just cringe. Almost like Lord of the Flies kind of a vibe to it. It was beyond horrible. And everyone on X Twitter outraged over this. Absolutely terrible. The mayor of Cincinnati, some useless leftist who wants to defund the police and is, I wouldn't be surprised, is a George Soros install as mayor. His name, I think, is Pure Evil, or is pronounced Pure Evil. I'm not joking when I say this. It either is pronounced Pure Evil or sounds something like Pure Evil. Didn't even say anything for several days. And the police department in Cincinnati, again, you know, for American cities, they're urban hellholes because they've been run to the ground by these insane leftists for decades. And that's why you have all high crime and everything else. And the local media, as far as I can tell, has not covered this at all. But it's a huge national story, which happened in our state, in Cincinnati. I have the audio here of the police chief, a woman, who I've got to believe is, well, I better not go there. In any event, she held a news conference finally. And who did she blame for the attack? She blamed Twitter and Facebook and TikTok and other social media. This useless excuse, and I strongly suspect it's a DEI. This police chief was blaming social media because we had the nerve to actually show this on the videos on X Twitter and also comment on it. I decided not to show that on my Facebook page because it was so brutal, it was so horrible. Now, if the situation were reversed, if it was a black couple being attacked by a white mob, oh, that would be the biggest news here in the Valley with 7 and 9 in the newspapers. We all know that. But no, because, and again, race is an issue here. That's why, you know, you're not getting any coverage here regarding this story, or virtually no coverage. I have the audio of this useless DEI hire as the, who is the Cincinnati police chief, blaming social media. That's next.